This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, Kate.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, remember early on, we had said that some doctors in Europe and medical groups had been sounding the alarm of some of the transgender therapies being done, and have asked that we slow things down a little bit, research it more. Well, Norway has now joined a growing number of European countries in a move to restrict gender-affirming care for minors. The Norwegian Healthcare Investigation Board ruled that guidance encouraging puberty blockers and sex change procedures for gender-confused youths lacked medical evidence and should be restricted to research settings only. According to the investigation board, or the UCOM, an independent government watchdog over Norway's healthcare system, said the knowledge-based, especially research-based knowledge for gender-affirming treatment, hormone, and surgical is deficient, and the long-term effects are little known. They said this is particularly true for the teenage population, where the stability or their gender incongruence is of their gender incongruence is also not known. What they're basically saying is the stability of their gender incongruence. When a child believes, look, like Elliot Page. Elliot Page felt, since he was four, that he was a male. And some individuals may feel that way all their lives. But you have others that may change their mind. And so, as I've said, when I was younger, when I heard what I would have to deal with as a girl, I was like, oh, hell no, make me a boy. Let me, you know what, I'll do what daddy does. I'll stand and pee. I'll become a boy. Well, I'm glad I'm a girl. And yeah, I went through the whole period thing. I went through childbirth. I married my husband. I'm very glad to be a girl. But as a little girl being told what women go through, the average little girl is going to be scared to death. And so now that we've introduced the concept of you could choose, you don't have to have your female body parts or your male body parts. You don't have to be committed to that gender. You start to wonder how many people will change their mind. But if they do change their mind, are they changing their mind based on friends? Are they changing their mind based on a fear of periods? Are they changing their minds based on being in love with somebody? You know, as I've said, the heterosexuality and LGBTQ can be a spectrum where somebody might be in love with somebody one day, somebody another day, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're gay. They're just in love with that person and attracted to that person. And Hetch is an example of somebody who was with Ellen DeGeneres and then with her husband. I think she had two husbands. I have to double check. And so people ask, well, what was she? Was she gay? Was she bisexual? It doesn't have to have a label. She was with who she wanted to be with. But her desires changed. May she rest in peace. So we have to, in terms of the stability of the gender incongruence, which is what they're calling, understand that a child may change their mind. The average 20-year-old changes their mind. The average 25-year-old changes their mind. What I want now, middle age, was way different than what I wanted when I was 21, way different than what I wanted when I was 14. Scientists in Sweden, Finland, France, and the UK have raised similar concerns. The UK's National Health Service has actually shut down its Tavistock Gender Clinic, the largest pediatric center of its kind, because of concerns that the treatments were putting gender-confused patients at considerable risk. Now, you know, Europe is usually more progressive about these things. For these countries to start to change, you know, it kind of highlights the fact that we might be moving too fast, and we might need to understand that many of these individuals might not be ready to commit. In Norway, the number of gender, quote-unquote, confused teenagers who were recommended for medical treatment surpassed 500 referrals from 2018 to 2021. 10 years prior, it was about 50 to 70. From 1975 to 1990, the number was 4. Now, we understand people feel more open about questioning their gender, but there might be other reasons driving it. And the average child finding their identity, you know, if they're getting beat up by boys in the locker room, you know, they may prefer to not be with the boys. Same thing with girls. And so there might be some secondary gain and other reasons for it. In the meantime, we could be affecting their ability to be fertile. And so even though some of the studies are mixed on transgender regret, we haven't been, in the last 12 months, we've exploded in terms of numbers that I don't think we have enough data yet. And so for me, it's just to slow it down. Now, it doesn't mean we have to completely stop. I think there are some individuals that truly want to transition. I think it's a very small number. But if now in schools, people are being asked in the middle of class, all right, I want you to think about it. Do you really want to be a girl? Do you really want to be a boy? If not, you have options. Now, are some people going to choose that because they really can't stand menstruating? Or they really can't stand who they have to, you know, be in the locker room with? Or they can't stand who's bullying them? Many boys think girls have it so much easier. Many girls think guys have it so much easier. And it's understandable. I mean, going through school stinks. And how much easier could it be if you don't have to be beat up in the bathroom all the time? And so, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they should lose the ability to be fertile later when they want to in their 20s or 30s. We need to identify what exactly it is they dislike. Now that girls could take hormones to stop their period, now that might not be as much of an issue as it once was. 1-877-DOCTOR-LELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Manny writes, and we're taking your questions and your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI or by email at drdahlia.com or drdahlia@hotmail.com. Manny kind of goes off about children and choosing to not face what they have, whether it's their gender or obesity. There's a study that has come out saying obesity surgeries are on the rise. And he wants to know whatever happened to kids working with the tools that they have and learning how to adapt. And it's an interesting topic, and it's something that I think a lot of us, you know, older generations are kind of looking at as to where did this change. So if you were born and you were short, if you were redheaded, if you were brunette, if you were, depending on if you were poor, you adapted. you worked within your community. You figured out if you were good in math and maybe not good in English or vice versa. You worked through it and you overcame. And there was a resilience you built. For me, I couldn't, a lot of the bullies were boys, so I couldn't necessarily fight them or take them on physically, which is why I got very good at my tongue and being able to rip them to pieces and come up with cut downs that seemed to work and keep them at bay. So you had to work with what you got. And for some of us, we are able to grab the tools we have, use some of our other abilities, and overcome. One example somebody had brought up was, I don't know if I, this was, it's probably a very famous person, but I remember as a child there was a video of somebody who was born with no arms. So they ended up doing everything with their feet. And we watched this video of how they brushed their teeth, how they got dressed, how they did everything using their feet and legs. You're like, whoa. And we learned the story of Helen Keller. It blew our mind how you could have lost such an ability, such a very, very necessary sense, and be able to still overcome, or Helen Keller, too, and at least two, and be able to overcome. The transgender issue, though, is a little different. And the reason why is one thing that the newer generations have embraced is not necessarily going the traditional route of, you know, if you aren't good in school, you stay in school, you fail school, and you are at a level that's lower than your peers. If you don't like school and you don't do well in school, you don't do school. Get out of school. You could still become very successful. Same thing with marriage. You know, the younger generations have really challenged the idea of if you want to be with somebody, you don't necessarily have to marry them. You could have a baby with them. You could do what you want. If you really want to be with somebody, but you don't want to be tied to marriage and later have a divorce, you don't have to do that. And so, you know, if you don't like your breasts, you could have plastic surgery. If you don't like your weight, you could have weight loss surgery. If you don't like your gender, you could change it. And so what the world is embracing now is the old concept of whatever you are born with, whatever you were given, you figure out how to use, has now changed to, you don't like it, you change it. You don't have to be forced to deal with something. We see that with religion. I mean, very, very traditional communities. Then I was just in Israel, and they're seeing people of very, orthodox religions, whether it's Christianity, Judaism, Muslim. It's impressive to see them have such devotion and have such commitment to it. But you also have the other generation saying, look, I don't want to do it that way. If that's not the way I want to live my life, I'm not going to. And so society now has embraced this concept, and there's good to both, and there's bad to both. But there's many individuals who have struggled with mental health, thinking, well, you know, I have to marry somebody of the opposite sex, despite not being attracted to them. I have to marry somebody of my religion. You know, the newer society has challenged that, saying you be with who you want. On the flip side, though, depression and anxiety have not gone down. Suicidality has not gone down. We still have record rates. So you're not convincing everybody on either side that the change is good or the change is bad. And so I think there's a fine balance. I think you can't make everything very easy for a kid. You know, if a child, let's say, cannot catch a ball, yes, there's accommodations, there's things like that, but I think the child should have some coaching and learn how to catch a ball. Work on their hand-eye coordination. If a child is struggling in math, there should be a tutor that can help them get those concepts. I mean, I think we underestimate how much children can learn, and I think we don't want to make things too easy when it comes to academics or making decisions. Some kids have to make these decisions on their own. Now, yeah, a child's going to be like, all I want are Cocoa Krispies and I don't want vegetables. No, they'll rot their teeth. That's when we parents have to step in. But if you want to choose one vegetable or another, give them some of that choice. When it comes to gender, though, it's a little tricky. You know, if somebody does not like being a girl, if somebody does not like being a boy, should they change it? If that's your gender and those are your body parts, do you keep them? Or do you later go through ripping those organs out, adding new ones, and changing? Well, if you are 100% certain that that's what you want, you don't want breasts, you don't want a penis, you don't want, if you're 1,000% certain, now, it's your choice. Shouldn't be the taxpayers on the taxpayer dime, but if that's your choice, that's what you want to do, that's right, that's your choice. But if it's a child, now we're wondering, well, do they understand the consequences? When you talk to people who are amputees, who have lost body parts, they are plagued with that loss for life. Their brain reminds them daily that they don't have that body part. I've had patients that have lost fingertips, and it just drives them crazy. Their body is expecting that fingertip to still be there. I couldn't comprehend or imagine having a penis or having breasts and losing them. People have lost them to cancer, etc. It's very devastating. But I think anybody that is considering going through surgical change needs to understand that, you know, for months or years or forever, they could suffer from that loss. And are they ready for that? You know, we're tinkering with things that the average human animal species has not dealt with before. And I don't know if we've evolved to where the human can appreciate the fact that they have something else. Whenever we add implants or add things to the body, some bodies reject it. My body rejected contact lenses. After a few years of contact lenses, my body said, hell no. It grew extra tissue on the eyelid. Didn't want anything to do with them. I had to stop wearing them. And all I was doing was trying to add something to my body to help my sight. So I later had to get LASIK. But, you know, as I said, if you're 1,000% sure, your choice. But when you have somebody where we can't guarantee they're 1,000% sure, they need to have some guidance on all sides. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. How do you survive the hideous air blanketing the Northeast? That's what many are asking as that smoke continues to pour south from wildfires in Canada.
Limit outdoor activity as much as possible. We're also urging New Yorkers to keep your windows closed. If you're using an air conditioner, be sure to close the fresh air intake.
That's the head of New York City's Office of Emergency Management, Zach Eiskill. Like many other cities, New York has canceled all school outdoor activities today. A surprise for reporters outside the federal courthouse in Miami is Taylor Budowich, a former aide to former President Trump, showed up to testify before a grand jury. Later in a tweet, Budowich said the grand jury is trying to get Trump. One of the highest honors an NFL player can get doesn't come from the league or the team, but from a video game. And this year, Bills quarterback Josh Allen gets the honor, the cover of Madden NFL 24. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this headline caught my eye. A man has returned 10 years younger after spending 3 months at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. You guys believe that? Scientists claims he was 93 days underwater and has turned back the clock on his aging by 10 years. Sign me up. And I am looking for a vacation. So maybe I have another birthday coming up. I'm not that excited about this birthday. It's not a milestone birthday, but it just really, really cements, you know, the age decade I'm in. So I'm not excited about it. But hey, it's better than the alternative. So I should still consider myself lucky. But apparently he says that because he was underwater for 93 days, he now has 10 times more stem cells, which show the potential to reverse signs of aging. Dr. Joseph DeTore spent more than 3 months living in a 100-square-foot pod at the bottom of the ocean. He ventured down to the bottom of the Atlantic, according to the Daily Express, as part of a study group that aimed to research the effects of pressure on the human body. Now, he's a retired naval officer. He also beat the world record for living underwater, smashing the previous world record of 73 days. Oh, I would have gotten bored after 72 minutes. DeTore, once he returned to land, was assessed by doctors who examined him and measured his telomeres. Now, the telomeres are like the fraying, you know, your shoelaces, when you start to lose that little plastic, waxy coat, and then you get a fraying at the end. They measured the length of his telomeres. Shorter telomere means shorter length of time of living. It's a region of repetitive DNA at the end of the chromosomes. And they found that his are now 20% longer than they were before the experiment started. Now that's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Because it's one thing to slow down aging and still look like you're in your 20s or still look like you're in your 30s. It's another thing to actually add years. He also had a 72-point drop in cholesterol, more REM sleep, and his inflammatory markers have halved. Now, hyperbaric chambers, which he probably was in, because it had to supply the oxygen and it had to take into account the pressure he was in underwater, can promote brain health, affect your your free radicals, affect your inflammatory markers. So it could just be, maybe we need more hyperbaric oxygen. But something like this is huge in terms of figuring out how to expand and improve one's longevity. And what was it? Was it that he was in the ocean? Was it that he was reading and working out and not necessarily going to fast food? But better sleep helps you live longer. Lower cholesterol helps you live longer. Lower inflammatory markers. These are huge. So, his research examined how the body reacts to pressure over a longer period of time. He says you need one of these places that are cut off from outside activity. Send people down here for a two-week vacation where they get their feet scrubbed, relax, and can experience the benefit of hyperbaric medicine. So it's fascinating. I just don't know how practical it is. And the reason why is whenever we hear something like this, it'll follow up on how once they got back to their normal life, it all reversed. And so you can't live down there. Now, if somebody said, Dahlia, do you want to go to Mars? Be in a hyperbaric chamber and live longer? No. I want to live the life I have here. I want to do my radio show. Quit groaning. I'm not leaving radio anytime soon. I want to be with my family. I want to be with my friends. I want to grab a Big Mac every now and then. Yeah, this is where I want to be. So my only concern is how quickly did things reverse? We'll see. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a tipping problem, and this is really weighing on a lot of us. You'll go to a fast food place or you'll go to a store where you never used to have to tip. You'll use your credit card, and all of a sudden now you're asked to spend 10, 20, or 30% for a tip. And if you don't, everybody gives you dirty looks. And I tip well, I believe, because I used to wait tables. So I understand the importance of a tip. But I do get frustrated when rates and prices of things are inflated, and then on top of that, you have to pay an inflated percent on that inflated price, especially when somebody didn't do the service. Somebody waiting tables, giving you a clean place to eat, you know, providing you, you know, your, for refilling your water glass, you know, catering to you. Yeah, I'm going to tip 25-30%. I think it's nice. But going up and picking up my own order, and then you have to on top of that tip, not cool. Now, I will, when I go to a deli or some places, I will drop some money. But it's not going to be 20-30%. Well, apparently an Uber Eats DoorDash driver said that if somebody doesn't pre-tip, they find they're not going to tip. And they're not even going to take those orders. Maddie Kearns recorded a video and said that basically when somebody takes the no-tip Uber offer, she rarely sees a customer tip. And so she and other drivers were apparently talking on this thread saying, well, then we don't take those. And you know, for me, sometimes I do the no-tip option because I want to make sure every time I pre-tip, the food is late or something. So I like to make sure there's an incentive. And so I like to tip afterwards. You know, same thing with valets. I would always ask, I saw a lot of patients who were valet. And I go, are we supposed to tip when we drop the car off or tip when we pick up? And it was mixed. If you tip, or the way it used to be, if you tipped before you dropped the car off, the car could be in a nicer place. But whenever I did that and I tipped early, I remember when I picked up the car, you know, I said, you know, I tipped going in. The guy said, yeah, right. I go, but I did. You didn't know that? Well, they used to write it down. Now that everything's electronic, they don't know. And it's a new shift. So now I split the tip. I tip going in and I tip going out. So everybody feels like they got a tip. But it's anxiety producing. And so, you know, I just feel like if you do tip, yeah, it's because they, you know, you want to reward, you know, some of the good service. But the way it is now is people are being paid like crap, but they have to live on the tips. Well, now you're getting screwed as the consumer because you're paying inflated prices for whichever place is you're doing the retail at or the food at, and now you have to tip on top of that. So keep in mind, some of the DoorDash and Uber drivers might not take your order if you don't put a tip on there because they think you didn't tip. So on top of the delivery charge, on top of the order of the food, you have to have the tip on there. And I've pre-tipped, and I've waited an hour for my pizza or food, and it stinks. And I've told myself maybe I should wait. So, but if that's how people look at it, it's just, you know, so I'm only sharing this with you because you need to understand what the, you know, what how people are thinking and how they're looking at that. And because there's bad people out there that don't tip and screw people over, it messes it up for the rest of us. 1-877-DOT-DELI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so something you keep hearing about, whether it's in a movie, whether it's in a TV show, whether it's online, is who is your soulmate? Have you found your soulmate? Who will your soulmate be? So something circulating on social media now is the stupid quiz. Once I see my friends have their answers, I take the quiz, which I don't think we should do because it could be a site stemming from a foreign country that could be later hacking or taking our information. But I always find these quizzes fascinating. And because I'm still jet lagged and I was up in the middle of the night, I don't know if it was this morning, I decided to take the quiz. And it looked at, horoscopes. And it said, who was my soulmate going to be? And it came up with Leo. Now, I don't know a lot of Leos. But one Leo I do know that now lives near me is Tom Brady. And so if my soulmate is Tom Brady, I'm glad I'm not with him. I think I'm just too much woman for Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady needs to still do football. I think he needs to either own a team like the Raiders, or he needs to still do what he needs to do. And he can be in love with me, that's fine. But I don't necessarily have to marry him. And what's fascinating about the soulmate concept is when I waited tables years ago, there was a waitress who was really, really big on astrology. And she said I was going to end up with either a Pisces or a Leo. And I ended up with my husband, who's Pisces. And I thought, well, wow, you know, maybe that means it's real. Well, okay, she got 2 out of 12. There was a 1 in 6 chance she could be right. But I honestly do think there's something to astrology and that. I mean, I'm a Gemini. I don't like the idea of split personality. I think that's kind of stupid. But Geminis are known to have gynecological struggles. And when I had a tumor on my ovary, I'm like, damn. All right, maybe there is something to this Gemini thing, because that messed with my ovary. Now I don't have my ovaries anymore, but still, there were things that I always struggled with because of that tumor on my ovary. So, I don't know. I do believe in astrology, but the whole soulmate concept is fascinating, because there's been studies that the average person is not with their soulmate. The average person might have a soulmate, but that's not who they marry. And I had told patients all the time who had been struggling in their marriages, and they said, you know what, I should have married Bob or Dirk or Mary or whoever. They were my soulmate. And I'm like, okay, why didn't you marry him? Well, because they didn't want to have kids. Or they had a drinking problem. Or I didn't like the in-laws. Well, soulmate to me means that's the person you are destined to be with. Doesn't necessarily mean they're a great partner. It means if you meet your soulmate, it's your souls are connected with that person. You don't have to force the love. You don't have to force the relationship. You don't have to force the conversations. You're around that person, and everything just meshes. That's rare. Okay? Because when you are in a relationship, it's all about give and take. Now, I think Corey is my soulmate because we didn't really have to put a lot of work into things. We felt the same way about stuff. We had the same goals. We supported each other. And things just worked out. So I think we were lucky. But is it because we were more flexible about things? We didn't sweat the little things. You know, when I think of soulmate, I think of somebody who I could live with in Italy, right, or some exotic area, and we don't have to have income, we don't have to, our lives will be full, and that's not very realistic. I mean, you have to have a partnership with who you're with. And when some people say, I'm with somebody, but I don't know if I loved them as much as I loved a previous relationship, or they were a rebound, or they were, I tell them, don't sweat that, because the person you need to have a marriage with might also be different from the person you need to have kids with. You might be with somebody who's a fantastic mother or a fantastic father, but they might be unbearable to live with in the retirement years. You may have somebody that you just love doing business with. You both have created a whole business. You work together perfectly. You trust each other and all that. And that all flows, but you're not sexually in sync. And so I think we have these ideals where somebody has defined your soulmate is somebody you can raise kids with. You could be of incongruence with religion, with politics, with sex, with, and that's not realistic. And, you know, do I believe everybody has a soulmate? I don't think there's just one. I don't think somebody has just one particular person. I used to believe that. I used to believe that God had one person for us. That's why I met my husband. But he wasn't ready to marry me, which is why I fell for his friends and I was dating his friends and I didn't even think about him until finally the stars aligned. But the truth of the matter is we change. And our likes change and our needs change and we go through phases. What we want as a teenager is different from what we want in our 20s, is different from what we want when we're childbearing, is different from what we want when we're trying to build a career, is different from what we want when we retire. Now, thank God my husband wants to do the same things I want to do. Thank God he loves pets. Thank God he loves kids. Thank God, you know, we're kind of aligned on religion and politics, and I lucked out. I hit the lottery with my husband. I'm very grateful. Does that mean he was my soulmate? I don't know. Maybe my soulmate was Dirk. Maybe my soulmate is Tom Brady. He's a Leo. Corey's not a Leo. You know, but does it flippin' matter? You know, so individuals will say, well, we got married and we had kids, but then the relationship fell through. He wasn't my soulmate. Maybe he was or she was your soulmate at the time. Or maybe you just put the wrong definition for that. And so many people will look at that going, you know what? I was in love or more attracted to somebody who I dated before this person. So I made a mistake leaving him. I can't tell you how many people I could be just phenomenally hot, but they would be the biggest mistake to be with. There were people I dated who I am sure would have cheated on me. They cheated on me when I dated them. Does that mean they would have been my soulmate? If you're with your soulmate and they're cheating on you, do you really want to be with that person? That, you know, so I understand that it's very mythical and mystical and exciting. And to be able to, and I meet couples and they go, I found my soulmate. And I'm so happy for you guys. And it's beautiful. And it's, and go ahead and believe in that. But what I don't want are individuals looking at their relationship going, I'm not with my soulmate, so we need to call it. Because there's really not a true definition of that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.